In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The text for our meditation this morning is the last verse. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring you greetings from the saints at our Savior Evansville, who send their love and their prayers that you in your hard work would be sustained and that your heart would not grow weary or faint. When Jesus tells Simon that his name shall be changed to Cephas, he there begins to reveal his divine wisdom. Little by little, from here on out, he begins to reveal future things. He will again do it when he tells Nathanael that he saw him sitting under the fig tree. And he will do it again when he reveals his knowledge of the adulterous woman's sinful life. Alongside of his wonderful miracles, our Lord Christ reveals that he is the true Son of God with prophetic words. Now foolish men can revile his miracles. Remember that the Pharisees said that the devil was the cause of the wonderful things that Jesus did. But foolish men cannot so easily malign his prophetic words. The devils can mimic the miracles of God, but they cannot prophesy. They can play at it as the psychics and the fortune tellers do, but as you know, their trickery and their lies are soon detected. And so we come to these words of Jesus this morning. Why does he change Simon's name to Cephas? He has a habit of this, you know. He renamed James and John the Sons of Thunder. Why does our Lord do such a thing? It's not normal behavior upon meeting someone to change their name. It is really quite simple with our Lord, though. Christ does this to reveal that he is God, the God of the Old Testament. He who changes Simon's name is he who has changed names in the past. Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, Jacob to Israel. And now in the same way, our Lord gives Simon a new name, Cephas, a stone. You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas. And with those words, Jesus reveals the future for Simon. And what is he to say to those things? It must have puzzled him greatly that upon meeting the one Andrew said was the Messiah, that Jesus changes his name. And what does it mean anyway to be renamed a stone? Is it a compliment? One might wonder. They may be puzzling things. But the scriptures solve this holy mystery for us. After Simon later confesses of Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus again brings up Simon's name change. And he tells him more fully what it means. "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." So it is that Peter, whose name again means rock, utters a confession upon which the entire Christian faith is established. His words are solid and they are true. And that confession is taken up by the whole church. It is sung off the lip and believed in the heart. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That is the foundation stone of our faith. And thus he who speaks this rock-like confession is given a name to match, Peter, the rock. Abram and Sarai, Jacob and Simon have received new names from God. And when God changed their names, you'll notice that to each of them, he made promises. You also have received a new name from God. Truly, we are called by a common name, a name which is greater than every other name that there is. Yes, we are known as Christians, sons of God, friends of Christ. Yes, we are even known as his body. For we are one with him and we bear his name. It is the name given to us in our baptisms. It is the name of the blessed and holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For this name was placed upon you, on your forehead, with water and the Word. I beg you, ponder the holy mystery which God has done for you. Think on the blessed estate which is now yours. Before your washing of water and the Word, you did have different names. Blind one, dead one, hater of God, and a dread enemy of God. But now, because of the grace showered upon you for the sake of Christ, you are given a holy name. For with the holy water came the name of your Savior, your Redeemer, your Helper, and your Lord. Into his name you have been baptized, and your sins have been washed away. And with his holy name come his white garments of righteousness. With the holy name comes the forgiveness of your sins. You who were once dead, have been raised to life in Christ, raised to life in him who has tasted death, but has risen from the dead and broken its bonds. Our catechism says when God's name was given us, we were given the name of Christians, and this happened in our baptism. Later on, Peter has taken this name to heart, and he writes about his new name in his epistle. There he describes Jesus first, not himself, but Jesus, as the cornerstone, that many will stumble at him and be offended at him, but to those who are being saved, Christ is the stone, the strong rock of salvation upon which we are built. And that those who bear his name, his Christians, are now living stones built up into a great spiritual house. Thus it is that we bear his name upon us. And thus it is that God has changed us. Changed us from dead lumps of clay into living stones. We are living stones which sing the confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." We are living stones, named for our Lord, and we call upon that name for all of our help in every time of need. You might even say that each of you bear the name of Cephas, for you are now stones, living stones, strong confessors with brand new names. And so I urge you, living stones, come and join your hearts and voices and call upon the name of the Lord. For he tenderly invites you to believe that he is your true Father and that you are his dear children. That he would have you approach him confidently like the smallest one approaches their own father. Come, call upon the name of the one whose name you bear, and who has promised to hear you for the sake of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. Rise up, you living stones. You who bear the holy name of Christ, rise up and sing the great Te Deum for what God has wrought for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.